Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast today, clouds and sun. We'll have a high near 65. Kenosha right now, 48 degrees. It's 42 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 54. It's 50 at this hour in Racine. The Racine County Executive Committee had no recommendation when their meeting ended last night on the proposed event center for the city's lakefront. Racine having pitched the county for a $15 million investment. Last night's discussion began with 30 minutes behind closed doors. Then there was 2 hours of public discourse. Chicago consultant Rob Hunden, whose company Analysis raised a lot of questions for the panel members, said it's more than just a sports arena and it would help local businesses.
You can make Racine a place that is compelling, a place that people want to live, work, and play and visit. You can also screw it up. So, you know, that's the next shot at it is, you know, figuring out, do you want to take the next step of studying it and working, you know, being an active participant, or you can, I guess, sit on the sidelines and not participate. So I don't have a dog in this hunt. I don't care.
Supervisor Monty Osterman out in the audience noted his business is downtown. It brings people down to the area, and he hopes it can do it with the arena. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying his biggest concern, a potential economic downturn, and this financial commitment then killing the county's future plans.
Just given historical data, that's going to be a big problem. And I guess that's more of a thought to everybody. And I think this idea has merit, and I've said that from the beginning. But boy, if we're stuck with a $30 million amortization between the two communities, or if it's just city, that locks us into doing nothing for 20 years.
Supervisor John Wishout in the audience wondered about the city's financing plan, noting that the arena, like most, would be a money loser from the start for taxpayers. County Board Chairman Rusty Clark said he would talk more with the vice chair and the Corporation Council about remaining concerns and then have another meeting. The Common Council in Racine last night, after having earlier rejected a call for a committee of the whole meeting on a gift from the Rotary Club and renaming Festival Park to Paul P. Harris Rotary Park, approved it with the name change last night. Rotary's donation is $100,000 toward creation of a permanent stage at the lakefront site, the name change for the park itself, not the building. That's according to Racine's past Rotary Club president, Steve Donovan, who talked to the Park and Rec panel recently.
And Paul P. Harris, by the way, was born near where that is located, where that land is physically located. So we can put people, we can bring people to a place that is really near to where the guy was born. I mean, how cool is that? I mean, that is so significant. And we talk about how our ways, things we can do to pump up Racine and to build up Racine. We have something just sitting right there.
Said he's going to contribute $50,000 in capital money toward that stage project. Future is now for Case IH of Racine. The tractor manufacturer going to be showcasing today its driverless tractor in Indianapolis. The autonomous vehicle to be featured at the National FAA Convention. It uses radar, cameras, satellite, and other gear to be remote controlled. Some 225 salaried employees at Harley-Davidson are going to be laid off by year's end. 70 contractors to also be cut. Harley-Davidson's third quarter results, an 18.7% decline in profit to just over $114 million from $140.3 million last year. And yesterday, representatives of Colbert Packaging Corporation were in Kenosha, joined by Governor Walker, Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser, and Mayor John Antaramian. The official announcement of that company, which produces packaging for a number of consumer and pharmaceutical products, moving into the business park of Kenosha. Jim Hamilton, president of the family-owned company, headquartered in Lake Forest, noting $500,000 in development money from the city helped to close the deal, but there were other reasons, he said, to move to Kenosha as well.
Number one was the inviting business climate that the governor and his staff and the team behind me have offered to us and to other businesses that have relocated to this state. The other reason is that our employees, we need to keep them. We're going to have 100 folks here, and most of them are living either in the Lake County area or in southern Wisconsin right now. So it's most important that we retain that technical ability.
Company plans to phase in manufacturing operations beginning next month to be fully operational by December 1st. A Racine County Jail Corrections officer taken to the hospital for treatment after reportedly being attacked by an inmate Monday night in the intake area. Deontay Anderson accused of violently attacking that guard, who was taken to Ascension All Saints Medical Center for facial injuries. Anderson jailed on charges including armed robbery with a dangerous weapon, recommended charge of battery to a corrections officer being sent to the DA's office. Caledonia police did a welfare check at a home in the 6,000 block of Nature Drive Monday, found a woman unresponsive in the bathroom, administered two doses of Narcan. The officers, according to a news release, noted that the woman had been turning gray when they found her. Caledonia Rescue with paramedics responded. They took over the life-saving efforts. That woman taken to the hospital and was admitted. In Kenosha, the Police and Fire Commission announcing the names of three finalists, internal finalists, for the job of fire chief. Battalion Chiefs Matt Herder and Kenneth Schrader, along with Captain Charles Leipzig Jr. More interviews going to be coming up next week. A decision possible sometime after that. The search process began with a list of 13 candidates, again, all internal. The chosen candidate will replace John Thompson, who had retired. In Mount Pleasant, the village board met in a brainstorming session, if you will, on ways of trying to reduce the proposed 2017 budget, which originally came in nearly $2.5 million higher than this year's spending plan. Department head suggestions reduced the increase to about $1.3 million, translating to about a $172 increase in the taxes on a $200,000 home. Interim Administrator Tim Zarzecki said they could save by not hiring an administrator next year, a position he would continue to fill while still serving as police chief.
If the board wants, I can continue in this role, bring the HR director on board, get the HR director all set, get them functioning properly with the ship running steady, and then look for an administrator. I have no problem doing that. It's, of course, your guys' decision, but so far, so good.
Meanwhile, Trustee Sunny Haven said the village can't keep holding the line on taxes and continue to offer services that the residents want and demand.
If we don't raise taxes, next year is going to get worse, a lot worse. We cannot keep going like we're doing.
At the conclusion of the meeting, the revisions met a tax rate of about $8.17 per thousand assessed value versus $7.53 for this year. Borrowing to pay for certain equipment purchases, hiring a human resources consultant next year, not replacing a payroll clerk, waiting on an HR director until 2018, even tapping undesignated reserves, just some of the suggestions. Village Board may hear from a few of those taxpayers at their next regular meeting, not to mention the budget public hearing. Meanwhile, in Sturtevant, it's a much different story. A substantial decrease proposed in the property taxes for next year, with the 2017 budget presented by Administrator Mary Cole last night. She said the closure of the very successful tax incremental district for Renaissance Business Park is going to allow the village to come back from the cuts that were necessary to balance the budget in the past. Because of the closure of the TID, she said, the equalized value in the village has risen by about 40%. Now, in addition to adding two police officers, a part-time property and grounds employee, an additional worker in the Public Works Office and the Department of Public Works area, budget would include a wage increase for village employees. That is something also that would be considered.
They've been taking concessions, as many municipalities. We've looked at where the wages are for employees in the village. And we did want to look at other competitive communities, so we did look at other wage rates to get a more competitive rate for all employees, and this cost is about $190,000.
Village Board to begin the review of the budget in Sturtevant next Tuesday, the public hearing November 15th, final vote of the board on the 22nd. And we want to make mention of the two candidates for Racine County District Attorney going to be on WRJN. The Cabrain's Legal Hour here at AM 1400 WRJN, Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock. It's the Deputy District Attorney in Racine County, Tricia Hansen, and right now Kenosha County Assistant DA Tom Binger. They will be here to answer questions from listeners as well as from each other. Of course, the winner goes on to replace the current DA Rich Schipetti, who decided against re-election. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.